Thank you. Prashant, what I wanted to know is, like, we are aware after this presentation or in general that the scale and the scope of this exercise is very vast. It may take good amount of years before something very substantial in that sense, either from legal angle or coordination angle, can reach. Some miracle may also happen, things can also happen early in that way. What I'm curious to know, what are the lessons, knowing that nature of exercise and the pace of exercise, which Auroville or Auroville residents should keep in mind right now? For example, there is an issue of mobility in the entire region. So we have a rough assessment or idea what could be the nature of mobility in this region and what could be the impact of that mobility on Auroville. Which kind of questions it bring? So Auroville has to be ready, or Auroville should reflect on those angles, and they directly goes in the line whether Auroville should be a very gated or outer, what should be the function of outer ring road in that sense. It has a very direct impact on that.
Yeah.
Same thing goes for the land use or use of green belt, which is very exposed, or our interface with the region in that sense. So it would be good to know what are the direct related functions or even cautions which Auroville or Auroville residents should have as a very key question, and they should reflect on that. Otherwise, the whole topic of regional planning really takes its own time. That is true. But what are the factors which Auroville residents have to be aware that these are the things which we have to keep in mind, or the factors which will affect our development based on this? So what is your view about that, I wanted to know, or the message for Auroville residents?
Well, it's a little complicated question, but the main thing is that we have to change in our mindset that we should not be looking at just the two circles that we have, which is the city and the green belt, and look at beyond. You know, there is a whole world beyond us. And actually, I would like to see a debate, which I mentioned in the roads meeting also, that we are not very clear whether we want to be a community which is a gated community, or we want to be a open city, which is like any other city where people go, come and go. And or if we want it to be somewhere in between, how much we want to open up for public, how much we want to be secluded, how much is special, you know, those kind of things. Or how far we want guests to come in, how far we want people to come in who just come for a day, half a day, 1 week, you know. So all those things, there needs to, because without knowing all these things, our planning will, our internal planning will always be a vague, you know, because you know, there are very strong views from people. Some people believe that we should not have any people coming in here, and there are a whole lot of other people believe that, you know, you should go for UNESCO World Heritage status and all those things. So if you go for that, then that will automatically, you get into thousands of Lonely Planet guides and, you know, books and everywhere on the thing, and then you are bringing in people. So unless we have some things back up and our ideas clear about the city, we will always have a conflicting plans that will come up. So that is something that we need to think about and come up with some internal policy for ourselves, that this is how we want to be. And if we, that may change, you know, as we realize that certain things we don't want, that may change. But we still haven't gotten into the discussion where we want to know how far we want to be, what kind of town we want to be still. Because there are people who strongly believe that we should have gates, fences, check posts and other things, and villagers shouldn't pass through Auroville, they should go from around us, you know. So that, and from there onwards, there's all diverse view that it should be open and city and everything. So we have to come up with some kind of a policy plan. Otherwise, planning also is not possible. Second thing is that we have certain land issues that are going on with us, which is Parambuk land and common village land. We have 5 villages in our city, and we should have some ideas about what we want to do, how we want to develop them. I mean, you're talking about the villages beyond, nearby. We have 5 villages in the master plan area. So how we want to deal with them, develop them, whether you want to develop them in model villages or something. And I mean, this was also the comment of Mr. Doshi when he came here, that when you pass through the Auroville villages to come into the city, you generally get a vibration which is of neglect or non-cooperation between them. You know, he said that's a vibration you get when you pass through these villages. So that is something that we need to look at. We should look at them as our partners, equals, and not operate in the charity mode or treat them as their enemies or something like that. So we have to have that kind of thing. These are the two things which I would want Aurovillians to think about and do some introspection about. Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your sharing about this information. And this is the issue about the relation between Oroville and the government, surrounding government. And the thing is about development. And development, the word sounds very creative, but sometimes or often it could be destructive for the surrounding nature sometimes. So the development, it is important, but it is always important to see how to improve the process. And somehow I feel for this project, Oroville has to lead this entire project, because Oroville should have some role to influence to the surrounding communities. And this, it is kind of collaboration, but please do not compromise the about the spirit of Oroville. We have to carry on our spirit to present to the surrounding, and also we have a possibility to influence to the surrounding. So we, of course, like he said, we can present what we achieved and what is going on in Oroville. And I don't want Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry to be the same like state or like city as other cities, ordinary cities, because we have to discover what is really the character and spirit of Tamil Nadu. And from this point of view, we can really start development. So first we have to reach deeper the research to reach to the what is really Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry represents in India, in the world. And from this point of view, some successful development will be achieved and manifested and achieved. For example, about the development, you put some aspects like a pilgrim and beach and then the bird watching and this thing. But please do not forget always we are in Tamil Nadu and not we are in other place. So we have to discover something. Only here we can achieve, and this kind of development creates a lot of pollution. So it is always good to focus less pollution development. For example, like using electric car for the pilgrimage, and for example, to introduce more and electric vehicles around Pondicherry and Tamil Nadu government. And as the model also, it is a part of the project of L'Avenir and our role, that we can also encourage inside of Oroville to encourage for the people to use electric vehicle. And if it is successful, we can influence to the outside, because we need a model first, not only the concept. So if we can influence the outside by doing through our action, then we can initiate new idea. This is my impression. So I want to say many things about this, but what is important is how to development. And we have different role than other cities.
I think a very good point you raised, because it's important to identify the real spirit of that place before we actually develop it. You know, it's a we can develop this town, we can propose this town of development as any guideline, like, you know, there should be developments there so that people don't commute every day to Pondicherry and back, you know, those kind of things. But you're right, Tindivanam has a certain historical importance, certain, you know, yeah, character, and that we need to explore that. And I think as planners, we are more coordinators. We are more, you know, like a conductor of an orchestra where everybody else is playing their roles, you know, like the geologists, hydrologists, same thing with the culture and, you know, poets and artists who are actually always part of planning process, and they have to help us with what does Viluppuram represent, what does Kadlo represent, what does Markana represent, what does Pondicherry represent, you know, all those things that has to come from people by bringing those kind of people also in the planning process, which is very important. You know, it's getting there where different stakeholders just doesn't mean that, you know, businessmen or farmers or fishermen. You know, it also means artists, poets, visionaries, politicians. Including the common man. You can put them in any category you want, but they also have to be part of that to discover that spirit. And yes, of course, that transportation policy that you talked about, you know, that something is a very complex matter, but, you know, it can be evolved. Without disturbing, you know, if you promote bird watching and if you have to go inside the lake or something, and if you have to make sure that it's either hand movement or the rowing boat rather than a motor boat, you know, those kind of things you have to definitely promote. But otherwise, you know, the way they've done in Pichavaram, where they have encouraged fishermen to take people in their boat into the deep mangroves in the south if you go. So they have actually consciously avoided motorboats going into the Pichavaram, where you can actually go very fast, very deep and quick trip and come back, you know, but that's not the whole purpose of when you go to Sim. Yeah, so, or you can take a helicopter and just go around and look at it and come back, you know. So those kind of things, you know, we have to actually, bird watching is not just going, looking at the bird and coming back, you know, it's also looking at why do birds come there, what is the purpose of that lake or the bird watching site in the larger environment. You know, all those things have to also be encouraged for people to understand. You know, this is something that we need to look at. Yes, I mean, very good points.
Me again.
Yeah.
This is on?
Yeah.
It is a further extension of the same question which I asked earlier, was how in an exercise like this, which has a many layer, many players, what is the very concrete or near concrete steps which at our own level in Auroville, how community can be engaged in the regional planning exercise? I'll just say a few things. For example, as we discussed about this whole discussion or debate which may come about gated community is one aspect. We are in a region, in our master plan area, we have 6 villages which are expanding. Their growth rate pattern is quite fast. So now we have been also together for last 40 years. And there are different efforts which have been made, development councils, joint development council. What is your idea about starting some kind of more cohesive or a long sustained effort for engagement of the villages? Because this is something which we can or we should start immediately along with the available community resources. This is one. So is there any idea or a plan or direction or a policy thought how to start something with the villages in a more cohesive than different groups doing projects? That is one. Second thing, the whole aspect of the green belt and the issues related with the green belt, like the whole farming forest, how community can be engaged in this exercise, because then they can start that homework. And our answer might take 1 year to come. Meanwhile, other policies and other things can happen. So how we can initiate the community action in the regional planning?
I think good questions. The first one was about, we are actually been involved in the individual efforts in different ways. You know, we do sanitation, somebody goes builds toilets, somebody goes builds houses, somebody starts a self-help group, you know, somebody goes and puts some solar lights or, CFL bulbs around. But I think we haven't done in a consolidated way. That needs to be organized, and I have no idea actually. I'm not in Auroville too long to actually figure out how to organize that. But that needs to be done. You know, that's something that we work very well when we work in areas beyond Auroville, as 4 Auroville groups go and work beyond Auroville. I think it works very well. We've done that kind of work in other areas. But when it comes to here, we have found it's difficult to go and work in an area where somebody else is working and, you know, try to bring 4 people who are working there to talk to each other. Also, we've had some issues with that. But I think that has to be done. We have no choice. But, you know, it's something that I don't know how to start, but that has to be started. Second thing is about green belt. I think we always look at green belt as a 1.25 kilometer wide strip around us. You know, it's something that I look at Auroville as a galaxy that goes beyond the 2 circles, spins around, goes beyond. You know, I was quite surprised when the 2 keyhole areas were dropped from the master plan area. One that goes to Steri and one that goes to the beach. I think that whether we include that as a part of master plan or not, that we have to look at those areas and also northwards towards Kalaveli. I think there are certain exercises, but having the land is not the, I mean, beyond if you have land or don't have the land is not the key. What you, how, what work, how you do with people is what is the key, you know. You have to give them, sell them this dream that, you know, this is what your area will become if you do this, you know. Right now, if you look at it, village life, just take a village about 10 kilometers north from here. I mean, that village has everything, beauty, green around it and all those things, except it also has garbage. It also has polluted groundwater because of no sanitation, and also has bad roads. So you fix these three things, I think, and next thing is a job. You know, these four things, if you provide, I don't think anybody will leave the village and come. In fact, city people will start going into and living into villages. You know, so that's what happens in the developed world, where wealthy people live in the outskirts and don't live in the inner city area. So these are the things that we need to work on. That is something that we need to also look at, you know, how our waterways connect. You know, these channels are, so far have been only providing as connecting channels between tanks, but they can also be the best recreation green areas to cycle around and get to one village to another village, you know, and that is something that takes the whole traffic from the road, increases safety and makes cycling enjoyable. So this is something that we have to work on. This is something exactly what we have to look at it, which are the critical green areas that go beyond that, like goes out like arms or fingers beyond green belt and goes and connects different parts, you know. And then possibilities unlimited. You can go all the way to Jinji cycling from here without crossing, without going on a road, you know. So those kind of things, that is something that I dream of, think of, you know.
So I mean, just what has been kind of left out in the master plan, if you say the keyhole, that can very much be either brought back or included as a part of regional plan.
Yeah,
so as soon as we have the regional plan,
we will have to work on our something called intermediate plan, immediate plan for Auroville, and then look at the beyond Auroville, which is as for Tamil Nadu Pondicherry area. I think that intermediate plan also we'll have to look at, you know. Mr. Bhatt was here last, hydrogeologist was here last week, and he said you have to look at least 70 square kilometers area. So that is something, because that also gives us water security.
Thank you very much. I have to leave. I'm sorry.
We also leave.
And I want to again emphasize, collaboration is very, very important. And but first of all, achievement inside the Auroville, it is very important, because we really can show the result to the people, and then after we can lead to the outside the people. And this is not the self-centered. This is not a self-centered idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is something really our role to be achieved. This is my real impression.
Well, people believe us outside only because they believe that we've done something inside. You know, so, but we need to do more. It's not the all. You know, we can. I think we have a lot more potential to do a lot more.
We have to be open, but at the same time, we really cannot compromise the relation between outside society and all of it. It should be unique always.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm very happy.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to make a request.
I give you this. They are recording.
Yeah. I've been here for the past 10 years. And sometimes it's quite shocking to see that a city plan for 50,000 hasn't gone beyond 2,000. So we have plenty of land, we have plenty of opportunity here. Is there a map available with Lavanier, which is kind of proactive map, which shows the lands available in Auroville and where certain projects are going on, so that when a person comes, he feels a little welcome, and you know, sort of you try to help him to locate in Auroville, because sometimes, you know, it takes a very long time from experience for people to get things through. So it would be a nice idea that we have some kind of a map of Auroville, showing the lands which are currently available for residence, industry, whatever usage, and the kind of potential that will come out of it. Because before we talk of 50,000, at least
you're looking at a potential land use map.
Yeah,
of
number one, and also the, you know, intermediary plan for 5,000 before we talk of 50,000. So it would be just a request anytime that this is done. And secondly, I have a lot of data which I built up in water harvest, which I would like to share with you, because it was very much appreciated in
we
the.
We have Toby here, who's the part of water harvest now.
Okay. All right.
So I think he's running water harvest now. So
yeah, no, but I have the data which showed, you know, what work we did and the kind of values and the benefit it brought to those villages and so on. And this is very much appreciated in Delhi because that's how the grants came. So, but on the other hand, this map is very essential at this stage because, you know, if we need to grow, then, you know, people should know that there is possibilities and where they will grow in Auroville.
You want to answer that? No.
Well, interim plan for 5 years up to bridge of 5,000 has been prepared in 2003
actually has been prepared and approved in 2004, and at the moment is under the process of revision and redactation because the figure of that plan, which we're making a projection of 5,000 people for 2009, did not materialize, also for various internal reasons. So that 5 years plan that was making projection for 5,000 people is under review, and we have presently working different population project projection, depending on the rate of growth. And at the present rate of growth, it might reach 5,000 by 2018, using the past rate of growth of the past 5 years, and then we are working on other demographic projection to accelerate the growth, but that depends on the economic dynamic which are put into force. And then maybe Lalit, you want to say more about this.
Possible to have a look at some of these plans?
That is available on the internet. If you go to the site auroville.info/Akur, you may find all these plans which were made into 2004 under the Azores program. Well, is under revision, yes, that I don't know how much time may take. I mean, Lalit.
Our term is there till March, so we try whatever best we can. And the rest, we are also trying to actually engage some consultants. So depends upon the dynamic or input, your input required from mobility people, infrastructure people. So when exactly more synthesized option can come, I cannot really say, but we are working on this. This is what I can say. But if you want to also see the hard copies of the map, they are upstairs. You can come sometime and I can at least show you that one. That is one. No, that is absolutely fine.
In any case, after March, there will be either you are back there or somebody else.
The work is there always to be done. Yeah. I would actually like to take something further from what you said, Prashant. It is in this line, like, again, I come back to the point of how community can be engaged. And for this, what I see, there are different components of this work of regional planning which are available in Auroville. For example, I have not really seen much, if I see from my active memory, under the umbrella of regional planning, some kind of coordinated presentation, discussion, debate, say either from Harvest, Pichandikulam, Village Action, or any other groups or agencies which are working in this field and doing excellent work. So this could be one of the starting point, even to share what work they are doing, what is the impact of that, and when this kind of work comes out, people or community can start reflecting and thinking, because this is a very classical case or dilemma. I mean, on which basis even people start participating if they don't even know what is happening, what is likely to happen, which kind of information, data, or actions are happening on the ground. So the more sensible way of starting that is, perhaps we should organize under the regional planning one session in which 3-4 agencies of Auroville working in the region, let this be a starting point, not necessarily in any perfect order, but it will trigger the whole discussion, debate, what is happening and how this can be further taken. That is all. Thank you.
And actually, I mean, if you want, we can go beyond and call other NGOs who are working in this area also at the same time, who are working and doing work in this area. Yeah, I think we're starting by. Right? Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming.